Buddy, we're going to do a short meditation on compassion, and this is really important because the natural thing that all of us want to do is, when things are rough or unpleasant or difficult, naturally you want to jump over that as soon as possible and go on to something more pleasant. But in order to connect with one another, we have to connect really deeply, connect to one another. We have to connect with our own willingness to be aware of our suffering. That's how we touch one another. So this is a meditation to help us have the capacity to say yes to our own suffering, and in that way recognize our connection to one another. So I'm going to begin by striking the bell 3 times, and that'll bring us to our meditation state of mind. So the sound of the bell brings us back to ourself, to our body, and to our breathing. And we can notice, as always, that as soon as we do that, opening up our body, lengthening our spine, feeling our feet, our shoulders, our arms, our hands, and feeling the breathing in the belly, that as soon as we do that, we're present. And with that presence comes a quality of stillness. And even if there's some agitation in our mind, now it's held within a larger container of stillness. And it's wonderful to know that we have this capacity to simply return to presence and to be able, therefore, to contain whatever is going on. That's the miracle of the practice of the 3 breaths, just to contain what's going on. We don't have to change it, we just contain it, and then it's different. So we take a moment or two to breathe and be present and notice what's there. Now I'd like to ask you to visualize someone sitting in front of you, very close in. And maybe you're not a very good visualizer, so in whatever way you can do that, maybe it's a vague presence of someone sitting in front of you. But the person sitting in front of you is yourself, it's you. You are sitting in front of yourself. And just breathe as you feel your own presence across from you. everyone, just because we're human, everyone has some suffering. For many of us, the suffering is drastic. Childhood violations and traumas, or recent violations and traumas. Fears, senses of inadequacy. But everyone has some difficulty. Maybe it's just embarrassment, performance anxiety, fear of not completing things we have to get done, fear that we'll be abandoned by those we love, or just small annoyances, impatience. Every day, we all experience some form of what we might call suffering, dis-ease. So imagine that suffering in yourself sitting in front of you. And when you breathe in, be willing to breathe in that suffering. Be willing to say, yes, it's there. I face it now, and I have the capacity to breathe it in. You can even imagine it as some sort of a substance that you're breathing from yourself into yourself. Breathe it in. You might not feel like doing that. It might feel, oh no, that's the last thing I want to do. But you can do it, and we can do it together. Breathe the suffering in. And when you breathe out a deep sense of peace and relief, and send that peace and that relief to yourself, sitting across from yourself. So we breathe in the suffering, the pain. We're willing to do that. We can do that. We don't have to avoid it. And when we breathe out, we can heal it. We have that capacity. Our body, mind, consciousness has that capacity to fully acknowledge the suffering and to breathe out and heal the suffering. And to do this breath after breath. So breathing in the suffering, breathing out peace and relief. And what a joy to be able to do this, not to feel avoidant of the suffering, not to feel like the suffering is somehow a mistake, or it's our fault, or somebody else's fault. Just to be able to say, yes, okay, this is what it is. I do have the ability to say yes to it, to breathe it in, because I know that when I breathe out, I can bring peace to it just in the breath. And I can feel that peace throughout my whole body. So let's practice like that for some minutes, visualizing ourselves sitting in front of us and breathing in our own suffering and sending ourselves relief on the exhale, being sure to be equal with the breathing in and the breathing out. so that when we breathe out, we discharge every bit of it and bring peace to every bit of it. Breathing in with awareness, breathing out with peace and ease and healing. If you find it difficult, if you feel resistance, just be patient with that and keep trying your best. That's the only important thing, not to give up. And your resistance is part of it. Just keep breathing in and breathing out. With a deep sense of sympathy for your own struggles. So right now, notice how this is going for you. Maybe you've lost track of it already and the mind doesn't want to go there. Or maybe you feel some peace. Just notice whatever's going on. Being honest and aware of what's really happening is the most important thing. But maybe you've been able to feel sympathy and real compassion for your own struggles, whatever they are. And maybe you've been able to feel a sense of being settled with it, a sense that you yourself have the capacity to find some healing. That there is a magic in our human consciousness. If we can just reach down deeply enough to access it, it's there. And now, finally, reflect on the fact that this person sitting across from you, who is yourself, is also everyone else. That everyone feels suffering in exactly the same way you do. No one escapes it. Of course, some of us are fortunate, some of us are unfortunate, but no one escapes the suffering of grief, sickness, old age, death, fear of loss of self. No one escapes that. So if we're sympathetic toward ourselves, if we can accept our own suffering and we can find some healing within it, we can do that for others. We can know that there is no threatening person, because every person is like us in this. So as you breathe in and breathe out these last few minutes, reflect on that. Reflect on how we connect to one another in this very circle through our human experience of suffering. And that every other human being, indeed every other creature, also connects with us in this, breath by breath, present with everything, accepting the healing. Now, in the last minute or so before I ring the bell to end our sit, just let all of this go. Forget about it all. Maybe with an exhale, let it all go. And just sit with ease, with presence. Nothing to do but be alive.